It's time to speak out on the original Speak Out radio show. Speak Out is a public affairs program that serves you, our listeners, and the community you live in. Speak Out is all about listener participation. So call in anytime during the show. 928-854-5687. That's 854-5687. Speak Out on KNTR Talk is heard on one frequency, 106.3 throughout the tri-state area. You can also listen at KNTRTalk.com and listen anywhere through the TuneIn radio app. From elected officials, community leaders, small business owners, school district representatives, and charitable causes, Speak Out is here for you on KNTR Talk 106.3. It's time to introduce you to the host of Speak Out. When legendary drummer Keith Moon was MIA, who did the Who turn to?
Yo, Paulie!
When the great Pele asked for a sub, who did his World Cup team turn to?
Yo, Paulie!
Now this world-renowned musician slash athlete has settled behind the microphone once again for your benefit. Ladies and gentlemen, the one and only, I mean, could you imagine a twin? Paul Lavoie.
You can lay me down and watch me bleed, but you can't keep no chains on me. I was born free.
All right, welcome to Speak Out. It's Thursday, December 2nd, a notable date in my life, by the way, Brian Springberg.
Oh.
My mother would have been 92 years old today.
Rest in peace.
Thank you.
That was like Mrs. Lavoie.
26 years ago. Barbara Lavoie.
Barbara Lavoie.
Barbara,
Babs
Barbara
Lavoie.
Louise, yeah.
Did she have a nickname?
Not that one.
Oh.
That's for sure. Maybe Barb. But anyway, if you have anything to do with dog shows and sporting breeds especially, you would know who my mother is. And she was a judge at one time and a breeder. So anyway, welcome to the show, everybody. It's Sound Advice with Brian Springberg. We already have our artist picked out. It's unanimous. And that's because there's a very famous incident on this date in music history.
So cool.
That has something to do with the artist that we picked. And I need to do a couple of housekeeping items, Brian, before we
fire
move
away.
On. And let's see. I promised Paul over at the airport, he's part of the River Riders Motorcycle Club, that I'd get this in a couple of times before the run on Sunday. They're hosting their 30th annual toy run to benefit the less fortunate children of Lake Havasu City. And again, it's this Sunday, December 5th. And what you want to do is bring an unwrapped toy and meet up at Pirate's Den in Parker. The ride back to Havasu kickstands up at noon to a final destination on Main Street. There'll be live bands, including Black Cat X, at McKee's,
cool,
a beer garden, food, and vendors. So just what you're looking for, Brian. This is on Sunday, and you can call Paul at 928-486-2963 or go to Facebook and look for River Riders. Yeah, it should say Riders. It says Rivers. River Riders MC on Facebook. Or as the technical people would say, at River Riders MC, right?
Right.
With the at sign. So, all right, on the sports station tonight, Thursday night football. Hard to believe it's already Thursday.
God, who's playing tonight?
Two teams that played on Thanksgiving but didn't play each other.
Oh.
Dallas at New Orleans.
Oh, okay. Decent game.
Isn't that weird, though? I don't ever remember two Thursday night teams. Of course, they played on Thanksgiving. So the Cowboys, of course, losing to the Raiders, and the Saints losing as well. Cowboys at New Orleans, 6 p.m. And again, that's on 94.3, 100.5, and 980 a.m. KNTR Sports, welcome to the team. And tomorrow night, the Phoenix Suns, they play tonight, but we won't have that game.
Mm.
They're on a 17-game winning streak, Brian. Wrap your head around that. They started like 0-2 or 0-3.
Yeah.
And now I think they're 17-3
or
17-2.
Haven't lost.
The
forever.
Headline on Fox Sports yesterday, the email.
Is Booker playing?
Yes.
Okay.
And CP3. They're both, you know, Chris Paul.
Yeah, I know who he is. I was just didn't realize he was injured.
They're all playing.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I thought you said
Booker
is he
got
playing?
Injured. No, Booker got injured last game. That's why I was asking.
Oh.
Pulled a hammy.
I hadn't heard.
Well, that, left hammy.
They might want to sit him then, because that's something you need to recover from. But anyway, if they win tonight against Detroit, that'll make 18 games. But Fox Sports had a great headline yesterday in their daily email.
Yes.
It said, the NBA revolves around the Suns.
Aww.
Is that a great top-notch headline or what?
Top-notch.
I put it on the
Pulitzer.
I put it on the KNTR Sports Facebook page, so there you go. All right. What's going on in the world of business?
I've been so busy. It's been a little bit of a ride. Big movements in the market this past week due to Omicron. I have to say it if I say that version of the coronavirus, and not to belittle it, because, you know, obviously it's serious and
I didn't
people are
going
to die from it.
I
and
didn't
it's
realize
terrible.
There was a letter in the Greek alphabet.
But who comes up with that name? Because to me it sounds like, what are the Transformers? It's like, you know, deep from outer space, an alien invasion coming, and, you know, they come up with, you know, Omicron.
Sounds like a Pixar whatever. Movie, right?
So, at any rate, that definitely sent some serious jitters into the stock market. We saw a 1,000-point plunge, and we've been bouncing around. Ultimately, the Dow is currently down about 2,000 points off of its all-time high, although currently up 620 points. S&P 500 up as well significantly, almost 1.5%. And so market's still well up, doing great, very solid, but is down definitely from its all-time highs and got a little bit of, a little flustered, I guess, with the potential economic slowdown impact that, you know, they're worried about occurring globally if, in fact, this variation is, way more transmittable and it starts causing, people getting sick and not showing up to work and travel being shut down in a more serious and meaningful way again, meaning commerce gets slowed down in some capacity. So that's kind of what's happened. There has been that and some other reasons have caused something positive to occur, and that is that the price of oil per barrel has dropped precipitously.
Really? I hadn't heard that.
Major move. Biden, released some reserves, and they released reserves all over the world. Again, it's not just us. It's funny how people are like, try to blame it on just a domestic thing, but it's a global thing. So there was global reserves released all over the world. But when the economy gets threatened or concerned, then sometimes you'll see Wall Street pull back. But at the same time, when the economy gets threatened, well, one of the things that immediately occurs is the utilization of energy goes down, gas, of course, there. And so between a number of factors, expectations are that, and I think we've already seen some easing at the pump. We're going to continue to see some easing at the gas pump, knock on wood, from its highs.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, because last time I checked, the London Bridge Chevron was at $3.99. And it had been at 340 for the entire summer. So, anyway, hopefully that will drop, like
that's
you say.
That's what they are saying is that that there's some positive news potentially afoot in that regard. So it's interesting to see. And everybody, boy, I shouldn't say everybody. Lots of people, we just get all wound up and the news and what's going to happen. But like everything in this life, because things happen so much faster than they ever have in the history of humanity, we tend to just kind of say, hey, what's actually going on? And here's what's actually going on and why many people are prospering. Now, jobs continue to be hugely plentiful. They're expecting private sector employment go up a certain amount. It went up considerably more than Wall Street estimates were thinking they were. The employment component of the manufacturing section is completely on a tear. That sets the stage for basically today's jobless data, which was that less claims were filed than expected. And so from an employment perspective, if you want a job or two in this country, you can go get that job. The problem is, and again, it is a historic shift, is people are choosing self-employment at record numbers, record levels. So employers are having a hard time finding people to come work because people are choosing to work on their own from home in many cases in the millions
across
this country.
Let me ask you this. When you say they're working for themselves, are they self-employed or are they entrepreneurs?
Self-employed. And I don't know if you recall how many shows ago I was talking about one of the trends that was occurring that is going to be a result of this is instead, like I just read an article that it was saying so long to the IT department of, you know, in other words, you're no longer going to hire these six you know, people to go around and handle all the IT of your corporation. Instead, you're going to farm that out, and those six people all work for themselves now, and they farm themselves out as self-employed to go do that. Why? They don't have to adhere to corporate policy relative to anything other than what they are required to submit a bid to do the work for that corporation, but they're not under the same kind of demands. And so people are increasingly choosing to have that approach to what they do if they can do it. And why wouldn't you? As a result of that, the other thing that is positive is that wages are still going up. And I understand it. If you're an employer, you don't like it. But guess what? You've had record revenues and have for a long time. The medium, you know, the minimum wage has been like $7.25 and since, you know, for 30 years
the
or
federal,
whatever.
The federal, yeah.
The federal. And so it's catching up is kind of what's occurring. And as an employer, you're going to make a decision. Am I still making enough money to justify paying people more money to do these services, or are there ways I'm going to choose to do this kind of thing going forward? And as long as employers and businesses can make money, well, you're going to hire people. If you got to pay them more, then you got to pay them more. This is kind of how inflation works. Why you're seeing things go up in price, because you're still able as a business to charge more because people are willing to pay it. When people are not willing to pay it, when the real estate market corrects, when the stock market corrects, when wages flatten out a little bit, all these things will lead to seeing us kind of go back a little bit. But between that rising pay, pent-up spending demand, these things are all continuing to keep the cost of goods and services higher than what we're used to. And you'll notice I use the phrase higher. I had some clients in yesterday. We were talking about it, and they're like, we're afraid to go to the grocery store. We're like, it's going to cost us so much more. And I said, hey, and these people were in their 70s. And I said, well, let's be realistic. You've been around for a while. You're in your 70s. You understand that bad inflation, like in the 80s, was literally three times greater than what it is now.
We call that stagflation.
I'm not discounting the fact that stuff costs more and we all don't like it, but if you're trying to say it's out of control, which is the spin, it's not. And if you're making more money to pay for those things, then the net result is no change to you. There are people, though, that are suffering, that aren't able to keep up with those costs, especially when it comes to energy and food, which it does create a problem for sure.
My concern, though, Brian, and the concern of a lot of people, besides gas prices, what goes up? Does it necessarily come down? I know gas prices do, but what about the cost of, say, a can of corn or
totally goes down.
Or meat? Or
yeah.
You think?
Totally. Absolutely. Yeah, and it's again relative to, you know, there's long-term inflation where everything goes up over time.
I'm not talking about sale prices.
Right.
I'm talking about the price.
I get it.
Yeah.
So everything goes up over time, right?
Mm-hmm.
But if you're talking like an aberration, like, oh, it's taking a 40% jump and it's never coming back down. No. That is definitely tied to the labor issues, the shipping issues, the supply issues, and at the same time, a huge amount of demand. People have money. And they feel great about the money they have and the job they have and their ability to make money. So they have a spending pattern that backs that up.
Mm-hmm.
Again, you know, client comes in, I'm looking at a truck. The sticker is, you know, 60 grand and the price is 70.
Right.
They're like, there's a warning on it that says that there's a $10,000 whatever surcharge. And what do you think they did? They bought the truck. Why? Because they don't care, because they're up 20% in their portfolio. And so they're like, oh, all right, I'll just, that extra 10 grand, you know, I made 300,000 in my investments. So what do I care that it cost 10 grand? I'd rather not pay it, but I want a truck. And here's all my money. So I know that's a simplification, but that's how it kind of works, isn't it?
Especially with the
scheme of things.
Especially with the fancy new tailgate, right?
So those are cool. I'm actually a pretty big fan of some of those approaches. You know, just real quick while we're on this, and we're going to go to our break. We were talking about jobs. Job openings in the United States, so as of September 30th, of 2020 through September 30th, 21. What happened? There were 6.611 million job openings September 30th of 2020. Now, as of September 30th this year, 10,438,000. So as the economy has continued to improve, just absolutely just killing it, right? It's hard to find people to work, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Houses going up left, right, and center, even though it cost 20%, 25% more to build the thing than it did 2 years ago. There's still almost 4 million more job openings than there were a year ago. That's just bizarro kind of a thing to throw out there if you think about how all of that kind of goes together. We're going to stay in the same thing when we come back from this break. What I'm going to talk about, though, is how inflation can actually be a problem, meaning it can, as inflation rises, having money or more money, it can be an illusion. Like, is it really to your benefit?
Right.
We're going to talk about that and other things when we get back here on Sound Advice and Speak Out.
So, speaking of bizarro, I'm going to pull that term out since it's the first time I've ever heard you use it, Brian.
Well, I'm expanding my lexicon. What can I tell you?
Bizarro. This is a really famous incident. 1976. This involves Pink Floyd, our artist of the day. The first day of the photo shoot for the forthcoming Pink Floyd Animals album cover took place at the Battersea Power Station in London, England, with a giant inflatable pig. Now, if you've ever seen Pink Floyd live in concert, they put an inflatable pig over the crowd for this reason. The pig got stuck between two of the structure's tall towers, and they even hired a trained marksman to take the thing down.
That's hilarious.
If it broke loose. Well, it did break loose, but not until the next day. But the marksman wasn't hired for the next day. He was only hired on that first day. So, it broke free from its moorings, was able to float away, eventually landed in Kent, where it was recovered by a local farmer who was reportedly furious that it had scared his cows. And now you know the rest of the story behind the Pink Floyd Animals album.
It's funny that the anecdote about the farmer being upset is somehow included as newsworthy.
Right, right. But the pig flying over, I'll never forget seeing them at Firebird Stadium in Phoenix. And, the pig flying over the crowd, everyone just went absolutely bananas,
yeah,
man.
It was
wild.
Yeah.
All right, we'll take our first break of the hour. As Brian would say, you're listening to Sound Advice with Brian Springberg. I'm Paul Lavoie. We'll be right back on Speak Out. Stay with us. We were just talking about Pink Floyd drummer Nick Mason off the air. Mm. I used to play three or four Pink Floyd tunes, and there's so much really, once you learn it, you know, his style, it's so much fun. It's just this off-time fills, and it's a lot of fun.
That's hard to play for me.
Speak Out Nothing's hard to play for you, right?
That's hard for me to play.
Speak Out, brought to you in part by Mojave Mortgage, also Patio Paradise, the Lewis team, Coldwell Banker with team leader Bobby Lewis, Julie Lewis, Brian Vesely, and Lori Rule, Bradley Chevrolet and Bradley Ford, Springberg Wealth Management, Better Business Bureau, and Kevin Barbarita and Barbarita Realty Consultants with over 35 years in the Laughlin community, located in the Laughlin Town Center. Visit their website at laughlinnevada.net. And don't forget, folks, the 45th annual Kiwanis Toys for Tots Golf Tournament is this Saturday. Check in at 7 a.m. Shotgun start at 8. It's four-person scramble format. Not too late to sign up either. It's at the Lake Havasu Golf Club West, and the cost is $90 per golfer unless you're a member of Lake Havasu Golf Club. It is $70 per golfer. If you're interested, you want to last-minute join in, it is 733-0876 is the number, 928-733-0876, or give us a call at the station, and we'll point you to the person to talk to for the Toys for Tots Golf Tournament. Mm. No toy required, just the entry fee.
Yeah, which goes to a great cause.
Thank you.
Yeah,
very
absolutely.
Cool. Absolutely. You know, that's disclosure. I'm a Lake Havasu Kiwanis member, so there
good
you go.
Good for you. Yeah, absolutely. So we're talking about how inflation can really mess with your financial plan and things, steps that you can consider doing it. The first thing is understanding that when you're investing and you're thinking of a number that you may want to get to in the future to provide you with income or a net worth you're looking for, you have to take into account what it means in future dollars. In other words, if your goal is to get to $500,000 in 20 years, well, $500,000 in 20 years at 4% inflation is probably going to be worth $300,000 to $350,000 in today's dollars in terms of what you'll be able to buy with it. So the number for the quality of life you're thinking of today actually isn't $500,000, it's actually $650,000, $700,000, just to have that same standard or quality of living that you're thinking you wanted to aspire to. If we convert that into a monthly income, it's the same thing. You're like, well, I figure I'm going to need, in addition to Social Security, I'd like to have another $2,000 a month coming through the door when I retire. Well, $2,000 a month, in today's dollars, you may very well need $3,000 a month down the road when you're ready to retire. And that's what, as an advisor, I'm doing is those calculations to make sure that your goals are appropriate for what you think your quality of life is going to look like when you get to hang up your spurs and you get to retire watch the sunrise, watch the sunset with nothing to do in between. That is a huge issue. And when inflation goes above average, then obviously those numbers push higher or they push your standard of living lower. And so you have to account for that and maybe even adjusting how you spend in retirement. In other words, right now, a lot of people, because inflation has finally gone up after 30 years because of all the circumstances we've been discussing, you're now kind of looking at your budget a little differently, I would assume. Maybe your insurances need to be reviewed, your auto, your home, your health, your life, whatever. Fixed costs that because you haven't really had a big reason to look at them because they haven't gone up that much, you like your agent or whatever, suddenly things are tight month to month. Well, those are the kinds of things you really need to pay attention to. In other words, it's not just about more coming in, it's about less going out. That's financial planning, of course, in general. These are the lessons we try to teach our children about budgeting and living within your means. And those means change if the cost, in fact, start pushing up. Another reason why starting to save earlier is so important. Teaching your children and your grandchildren that it is important to start saving at 21 years old, not wait till you're 41 years old or 51 years old, and suddenly you're way behind the curve and trying to figure out what can be done. So it's a huge issue. I don't discount it. I don't think necessarily that things are permanent with what we're looking at. The drivers of what's happening right now more than likely will dissipate. Hopefully it's not a really difficult circumstance that causes them to dissipate. And what I'm referring to there is that, you know, there's a fairly serious economic downturn, or people feel differently about their money relative to real estate, relative to their investment portfolios, because they have dropped in value considerably. And so now people are thinking, well, I'm not going to spend like I used to. And that stops putting as much pressure on pricing as we kind of look around what's going on. So that was a very quick segment. I guess we're in, we're out.
The first one was long.
Is that what happened?
Yeah.
All right. Well, we're going to take our second break of the hour. We'll be back in just a few minutes. We're going to talk a little bit more about what's happening in the economy and anything in your mind. If you want to give a call here to the station, happy to answer your questions as best I can. Here on Sound Advice on Speak Out.
Yeah, nice cue, by the way. 854-KNTR, 928-854-5687. I think you got this radio thing down, Brian.
Yeah, I've been doing it for
a while.
A few.
A minute? What the kids say now?
That's what the kids are saying. I've been doing it for a minute.
Hey, this is a funny story. This date in 2012, Led Zeppelin received a prestigious award from Barack Obama for their significant contribution to American culture and the arts, part of the Kennedy Center honors at the dinner event, and they all wore tuxes. It was Robert Plant, John Paul Jones, and Jimmy Page were there. And this is the funny part. The president thanked the former band members for behaving themselves at the White House, given their history of hotel rooms being trashed and mayhem all around. So... You have to give it to President Obama. He had a good sense of humor.
He did, absolutely.
Although somebody probably wrote that joke for him, you know? That happened,
pretty,
too.
Pretty smart guy.
Yeah, that
pretty
happened, too,
guy.
Though.
Yeah.
All right, let's take a short break. We'll be back with more on Sound Advice with Brian Springberg. I'm Paul Lavoie. Pink Floyd, our featured artist of the days. Stay with us on Speak Out. Right, and keep your hands off of my stack.
I love it.
I need to mention, Brian, as far as the Toys for Tots golf tournament,
yeah.
A major sponsor of that tournament is also a sponsor of this show, Mojave Mortgage. They not only have the hole-in-one sponsorship for, I think it's $25,000 for a hole-in-one on the particular hole.
Nice.
On the Real Estate Power Hour, Mojave Mortgage and the Lewis team from Coldwell Banker had $1,000 each that they donated to Toys for Tots.
Cool.
So, in that golf tournament, yeah. Absolutely. So, two really good sponsors of the program getting involved in the community and with Kiwanis as well. All right, Speak Out brought to you in part by Horizon Community Bank, also Connected Computer and Technology, Mojave Community College, GDK CPA LLC, SunPower by SMA Electric, SamsGuns.com, Herbs Herbs, and Thane O'Brien was spot on, now the preferred technology partner of the Arizona Restaurant Association. Call Thane, 928-706-2784, or send an email to Thane What a Guy O'Brien. It's T O'Brien with an E at spoton.com. And I believe Mojave Mortgage is on Speak Out 2.0 coming up after the news and a short break. The Power Hour 2.0, I believe they call it, is going to be on Speak Out 2.0.
Hour.
Real estate. Oh, that's how important real estate is now. You have to devote 2 hours on KNTR Talk a month just to address real estate.
Yeah, well, people are excited about it. You know, lots of value
right.
Increases.
How
obviously.
Long?
Phoenix, yeah, I mean, you're up 30%. You know, I mean, a 30-year value.
35, 38 in Glendale alone. Yeah, crazy.
That's amazing. So an estimated 2.4 million charging stations for electric vehicles will be needed nationally by 2030, up from 45,000 charging stations today. That's a staggering statistic. And obviously, as you continue to, you know, if you're watching commercials on television for cars, what are the ads, right? What are you seeing? If you're paying attention, it's increasingly that, and a lot of manufacturers are going to be converting exclusively to electric vehicle technology. So just interesting that we are in whatever transition to, you know, power that exists, and hopefully they continue to evolve and make it more and more cost efficient,
affordable,
and environmentally friendly at the same time.
Yeah.
Medical debt continues to just be an issue for this country. 37% of 1,550 adults who are at least 18 years old surveyed in February of this year, according to Statista, are carrying medical debt after receiving health care that they did not have available funds to pay for. 37%. So more than a third of people surveyed were saying, yeah, I'm making payments for my deductible, or I didn't have insurance, and so I just made a deal with the hospital, or whatever it is. An ongoing issue here in our country is health care.
Mm-hmm.
And not going away, certainly not getting better, and our leadership continues to be mired in petty partisan politics in trying to get what's right for this country maybe set up. And it's just this argument that everybody continues to have. So hopefully we can see some kind of a breakthrough in the years to come, because it is a huge drain on our economy. It puts a tremendous amount of people in debt, bankruptcies, difficulty and inability to retire because they can't afford to have health insurance or whatever it may be. And so it is a significant issue, and just giving you some updated information so you understand that issue is not going away. So, interesting article in the Wall Street Journal Thursday from, about a month ago. They have a little section sometimes they come out with. It's called Small Business. And there's a question, because it's relative to what we were talking about for how people are working for themselves increasingly. And it's, are entrepreneurs happier than other people? So
are they?
So here's, you know, after reading the article, here's the answer. Yeah. That's how I would.
You mean like it's obvious?
No. I mean, like, yeah.
Yeah,
except,
but.
Yeah, there's a but.
There's a but in there.
And here's where it's coming from, is that they are happier. On the whole, yeah, people feel better about their lives and their livelihoods, but they're also more stressed. So it's interesting that happiness doesn't mean a life without stress. In other words, I don't know if you've heard the saying before, is that what people should be looking, you know, what happiness is not what you're supposed to pursue, is how many people look at it. You're supposed to be pursuing fulfillment, which is different than happiness, right? Like, I feel fulfilled, satisfied, content, not just, you know, everything's great and happy and easy and go lucky. And so it's just a different way of approaching life, I think, a little bit. So more stress, but also, I guess, more reward. Not only maybe financially, but also just psychologically, and how it feels to have your own business, to work and achieve success with that business. I can tell you, I can 100% vouch for the I'm just not self-employed. Over the years, I've managed anywhere from I think the most was 17 employees was the biggest our firm ever got, and then certainly simplified it recently. But it comes with those stresses for sure that you wouldn't have if it was, well, I'm going to go work for somebody else. Those stresses are, I don't like my boss. I don't like their policies. It's a grind. It's boring. It's whatever. But at the end of the day, many times it's a different stress, because when you go home at the end of the day, you're going home and you're shut off and you're done, and it's, you know, the problems of the owners aren't your problems,
right,
necessarily in terms of the day to day. And so there's a positive. You can disconnect more substantially than people who own or run the business itself. And when you are an entrepreneur, that is not how it works, right? You go home and all day you're working. And so when you're thinking about the business, that's when you're doing it.
So as far as entrepreneurs go, you know that saying, if you love your job, you'll never work a day in your life?
Right.
Right. That to me is an entrepreneur, because if an entrepreneur doesn't like what he's doing, then he's going to change what he's doing, right?
Theoretically.
He's an employer, not an employee.
Right.
Most employees that I know of aren't doing what they want to do in life.
Right.
Myself not included in that, obviously. I'm doing what I want to do.
Right.
And I've always been that way. But I would say that's why entrepreneurs are, you said they're less stressed. Was that it?
Well, I didn't necessarily just say that.
Or they like their
job. My point was that entrepreneurs are typically happier, more stressed.
Happier in their jobs.
And
though.
Have more stress.
Yes.
But that stress doesn't take away,
sure,
from the benefit of just feeling a little bit better.
I would say that's because they're doing what they want to do in life, for sure.
And then, you know, more fulfillment. And like I said, the feeling that you are, you know, one of the things that has always made America great is that the ability to start a business, work hard, sacrifice, and achieve success. That is one of the greatest things that you can have as a human, which is why when you have immigrants who come to this country, they are so grateful, because not everywhere else on planet Earth, I mean, plenty of places for sure, but not everywhere, do you have the ability to just start something up. You know, if you're part of a certain caste in India, well, you're going to do what you're going to do forever, or, you know, other countries around there. Then, well, that's changing, certainly slowly but surely, that there's been no other beacon in modern history like the United States of America that to offer that kind of a thing. We're going to take our last break here. We're going to talk about other interesting things, maybe a little bit about some of the tax proposals that might be coming your way and how that might affect you, if at all. We'll be right back here on Sound Advice and Speak Out. Oh, let's let
you
the
recognize
screams
this one?
Take it out, of course.
Great Gig in the Sky.
Great Gig in the Sky. What
Absolutely.
Was her name?
I don't know. But on this date, let's just go with the birthdays today. Rick Savage, bass player for Def Leppard.
Okay.
Yeah. He was born in 1960. Here's a name you may know or may not know, but I really respect this woman. It's Nelly Furtado.
Oh, yeah. I know that name.
It seems like every pop singer that's female now sings like Nelly Furtado did in 2000, 20 years ago. I'm not kidding. You know, just listen to Like a Bird or Turn Off the Light, and you'll hear all of the modern-day female, you know, pop singers. And then, who doesn't know who Britney Spears is? Today's her birthday. Born in my junior year, 1981. There you go.
I don't know.
I'm just saying. Those are the recognizable ones.
I don't know if
ones.
I'm going to call that a highlight. But
it's a birthday, Brian.
Okay, happy birthday, Britney.
You can't take your birthday away. And she was recently,
given her own conservatorship.
Yeah,
control of her own money.
I couldn't believe she won that. So, all right, back with more in a moment. I'm Paul LaVoie. Speak Out will continue. Sound Advice with Brian Springberg. We'll have a final segment in a moment. Stay with us.
The views expressed on SpeakOut are not necessarily the opinion of KNTR Talk 106.3 FM and should not be construed directly or indirectly as an offer to buy or sell any securities that would be mentioned therein. Investing is subject to risk involving loss of principal invested. Past performance is not a guarantee of future results. No strategy can assure a profit nor protect against loss. Please note that individual situations may vary. Therefore, the information should be relied upon when coordinated with individual professional advice. Securities and investment advisory services offered through SagePoint Financial, member of FINRA, SIPC. SagePoint Financial is separately owned, and other entities or marketing names, products, or services referenced since here are independent of SagePoint Financial.
How I wish you were here. We're just two lost souls swimming in a fishbowl year after year.
All right, we're back on Sound Advice with Brian Springberg. I'm Paul Lavoie, and sitting at about 4 minutes. You left yourself a lot of time this time.
I wasn't controlling it. That was you.
I'm kidding.
Oh.
It's not a lot of time. But it's enough for us to kill just bantering like this.
Well.
What do you got?
I got stuff. So, if the current form of the Build Back Better bill, the spending bill, going through the Congress and White House, blah, 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 passes, the tax break for electric vehicles is set to increase to a maximum of $12,500 for new electric vehicles bought in 2022 through 2031. The vehicle's manufacturer's suggested retail price cannot exceed $55,000 for sedans or $80,000 for vans, SUVs, or pickups. The credit would begin to phase out for taxpayers with modified adjusted gross income over $500,000 for joint filers. So basically, they're saying, hey, we're going to give an increased tax credit because the range was $2,500 to $7,500. We're going to bump it up to $12,500, but we're going to put a cap on the price of that vehicle for you to get the credit. Meaning, if you got a lot of money and you're going to buy a real expensive electric vehicle, we're not going to give you a tax credit. That's not what this is intended for. And further, if you know your modified adjusted gross, if you're married filing jointly, is $500 or more, or $250,000 if you're single, we're also going to phase it out and not allow you to get the credit, which, you know, probably makes some sense if the idea is to benefit the middle class, et cetera, not just everybody, to incent people to buy electric vehicles in some way. So, and as we know, sometimes the government giveth and taketh away. Typically, there's some kind of a scenario like that. The basic Medicare Part B monthly premium will rise if you're, 65 or older for next year to $170.10. So everybody's getting like the biggest bump in a long time on their Social Security because of inflation going up higher, but they're also bumping up the Part B that they take out of your Social Security check. And so I'm not sure, you know, different people that'll net in different results, whether they actually end up ahead or behind, I'm sure. But interesting, it's not just as simple as, hey, you're getting a big, you know, you're getting a nice bump on your Social Security. You're also going to get a bump in your cost for your Medicare Part B. It's still well worth it. It's like the only part of our medical system as far as reasonable cost and great coverage goes that actually seems to work fairly consistently, Medicare I'm speaking to. Nevertheless, just kind of a funny fact of the giveth and taketh away scenarios that we continue to see occur. As the year continues to come to a close, you need to pay attention to a couple of things. One is, if you're in a retirement plan, especially if you own a small business, you still have until the end of the year to get some contributions through, sometimes required through payroll deduction, sometimes not, to max out. Other contributions like Roth, traditional IRA, SEP IRA, you do have until you file, so no need to hurry on those or even to set them up. If you want to have a retirement plan set up for January 1st, yeah, you got to get on it now. It takes a couple of weeks to put together so that your business can be up and running for 2022. Have a beautiful, safe weekend, everybody. I hope your Thanksgiving was amazing. If you're celebrating Hanukkah, happy Hanukkah. For the
I don't know, 92 of us in town that might be doing that.
What is that, through Monday?
And so 8 days and the first night was gotcha. Sunday night. Yeah, so we'll, you know, 8 magical nights.
I heard a great analogy for Hanukkah. Imagine taking a cell phone that's running out of power and having it powered up for 8 days.
Oh my God.
Isn't that a great analogy?
Yeah, well,
all right, we got to go.
Everybody
Brian.
Under 30 would be right. celebrating Hanukkah if they knew that could be the case.
Speak Out 2.0 is next. We'll see you tomorrow on Speak Out.
The voice of the free, KNTR Talk 106.3, KJJJ Laughlin, HD2.